Next, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, an opportunity to focus on the programs and services of the Bartlesville Regional United Way. Part of regional or your area?
It's regional.
That's what I thought of. Then all of a sudden, I started doubting myself. Good morning, Abigail.
Hello, Charlie. Glad to be here.
Yeah, happy to have you guys in this morning. And a couple of things before we talk to the individual agencies and programs. Starting off with a costume contest. We're looking towards Halloween time, right?
Yes, we're really excited about that. So this year, our theme is United We Rock. And so we want everybody to get their kids involved. This is a great way to reach out to young families because a lot of our events are aimed more at adults. So this is a great way to get the children involved. And so what you need to do is just have your little one dress up as a rock star, which really doesn't take much. I mean, you could have a big attitude, some makeup, and a great pose, and you can look very rock and roll, Charlie.
Exactly. Maybe a little bit of something to slick the hair down or big sunglasses or something, and all of a sudden you're there.
Yeah, and then they can upload that photo. So there's a link on both our Facebook page and our website, and we'd love to have them get involved and enter their photo. And they have a chance. First place will get a $100 Visa gift card this year, and then $50 for second place and $25 for third. So there's great prizes up for grabs as well.
Well, we think of the United Way typically of we're giving you money, but you're giving out money this time.
Well, it was sponsored by American Heritage Bank, thank you to American Heritage Bank for providing the Visa gift cards.
Even better. That way, all the funds raised from the project go right back into United Way programs.
Yes, exactly.
Other items, speaking of programs, a lot of people got busy real easily, I think, and contributed. I don't know how many bodies you've had so far, but Day of Caring continues.
Yes, so our official Day of Caring date was this Tuesday, which unfortunately we had rain, but all of our indoor projects went on as planned. Most of our outdoor projects have been rescheduled for this week, next week, or the week after. So they'll end up happening over a three-week time span instead of mostly concentrated on that one day.
And I know it's a Day of Caring, but you and I have talked about this in the past. Even on good weather, it continues for several days.
Yes, it does. So, we have some companies that just plan on doing their project in October every year. So Siemens, for example, they do an October project, and we like that because we like to have as many volunteers as possible out to help both our agencies and other area nonprofits and schools, because you don't have to be a United Way partner agency to participate.
And I think that makes it nice because there are a lot of nonprofits that for reasons known only to them, they are not part of the program.
Yes. So we have 14 partner agencies, but it actually helped out 53 nonprofits and schools. So there's quite a few that weren't necessarily part of the United Way network that are getting some volunteer help as well, and we love that.
And I like it just because I think it's important to expand the picture out to as many agencies as possible.
Yes, so we had 1,600 volunteers this year who will be doing projects, either have already done their projects or will be doing their projects in the next few weeks.
Is there room still for either individuals or businesses to volunteer?
Yes. So we had about 20 projects that were not selected this year. So there is still room for people to go in and select those projects if they would like to.
And that's available on your website?
Yes, that's available on our website. So there's information about that, or they can get in touch with me.
$2.4 million. That's a great goal.
It is a great goal. So that's... I'm sure we've talked before about how we set our goal, Charlie. Mm-hmm. But what we do is we go through our CIC process, which is a community investment committee, and they look at each of our partner agencies' programs and what they need, and then that's how we set our goal moving forward.
Yeah, and it's a process that, again, you are doing the community's homework for us, and that we appreciate that.
Well, our volunteers are, so not United Way staff specifically.
Yeah, but it's always nice. We can take it back to those school days when you got a little bit of help with the homework. It's still good.
Yes.
Well, you brought along a couple of representatives from the folks that are the beneficiaries of the donor dollars.
Yes, we did. So we've got Treasure Standiford with the Nawata Boys and Girls Club and Jennifer Ennis with Elder Care.
Okay, well, among the newest partners, and I know you started off as a challenge grant type agency, got promoted full term, nobody's, I suppose, guaranteed every year, but you're one of the regulars now. Good morning, Treasure.
Good morning. We are, and we can be more blessed to be a United Way agency. Our club was really growing through the process, through venture grants and partnering with United Way on different projects, especially Day of Caring, a couple of years before we became an agency. So after becoming an agency, there's just been so many other connections with the other agencies in the community, and they help us bring in volunteers. For example, Day of Caring, ours took place this week, and our partner for Day of Caring was Tri-County Tech.
Great.
So we had some pre-engineering kids in that group and biomed kids come in. And so we had about 35 and four instructors that came to our Boys and Girls Club, the Youth Center and the Teen Center. Mm-hmm. And they painted, they packed hundreds of backpacks for our food backpack program that goes out every Friday to Nowata, Oklahoma Union, and South Coffeyville schools.
Yeah.
So they spent a lot of time with us just making sure that we had what we needed to get through. And that's special for us to have that partnership and to be able to be included in Day of Caring. It's really amazing.
Well, and you've got a goal of serving the youth of Nowata County. And I have to believe that there are some days that the walls are just booming in there.
They are. They're just not big enough. You know, what we have in Nowata is amazing, but we're looking forward to some upcoming projects that are going to allow us to serve more kids. And so I know a lot of people have questions around that, and we are getting closer to when we can talk about those things and how we're going to expand and the other programs that we're going to have and the wonderful partnership we have with Tri-County, who's going to make sure that we have a plan for our teens after they graduate high school and move forward. And so that's one of our biggest goals is to make sure our kids are on track educationally, mm-hmm. and that they have a plan after they graduate high school to make sure that they're successful in life.
I think they all seem to understand pretty well that among the first things that they need to be doing when they come in the door every afternoon is let's get the books out or let's do something academic.
It is, because we feel that academics is a pathway out of poverty, and in Nowata we kind of are surrounded by that, and we want our kids to know that no matter what challenge they're faced with, we're going to be there for them, and we're going to make sure that whatever aspect it is, you know, they have someone to lean on through their young lives and as they grow into young adults. And at this point, we're just now seeing some of those young adults who have gone on past high school. They're in college and they're doing some things, and they come back to the club and they're like, you know, we can't thank you enough for what we were provided. And we want to keep that tradition going. We want those older kids that are turning into adults to come back to Nowata and to help at our Boys and Girls Club and to encourage the younger ones to keep on tracking and just to do their best. And so we are trying to provide that kind of atmosphere where the kids want to come back as they're adults and they want to be involved with what we're doing at our club.
And I know that compared to many across the nation, you're a relatively young club as far as your mission and your in the communities that you serve. But that doesn't mean that you don't have those alumni already coming back and say, how can I help?
You bet. And we are really excited about that, because we haven't had that very much, and we're starting to see it. And when you see those, you know, 23, 24-year-olds come back to your club and they walk around and they reminisce about when they were kids and they talk to your younger kids about the things they did when they were here. And it really encourages the younger kids to want to follow in their footsteps, because they're seeing that they are on a good track and that they're moving forward and that they're doing great things. And so we appreciate them for coming back. So we must be doing something right.
Yeah, and of course there's always more that can be done, and that's what we're talking about when it comes to campaign time, whether it's STEM programs, whether it's nutrition, no matter what it is that we're talking about. You're there to say what needs to be done and how can we help.
That's right. That's a good point, and a lot of volunteer time comes in for that, because you know, with such a small staff serving more than 1,300 kids every year, it takes everybody, all hands on deck, to be there to participate. And you know, so we're always looking for volunteers to come into the club, whether it's sitting down with a kid one-on-one for mentoring or helping us pack the backpacks that go out or shooting some hoops in the gym. You know, our kids just look for that adult person to be there with them, to push them to be positive and have someone there they can talk to and confide in. So the littlest things that adults can do for our kids make a big, big difference. So.
And you've got the older students that are there for the younger students, kind of a see one, do one, teach one sort of thing.
Yeah, you bet. Our teen center, Leonard Thomas, our teen center director, has done an amazing job at growing his teen center. He probably has in between 50 and 60 teens that are coming over to the teen center. It's one block away from our youth center. And twice a week, his leadership Keystone program comes over and does a junior mentoring. And so our young kids, fifth grade and below, get a chance. They get a chance to see the big kids and the opportunities that they have, and they're taking their trips and they're getting involved in their leadership programs and they're doing stuff in the community. So as our fifth graders transition to sixth grade and they move over to the teen center, they're already looking forward to so much that's being offered over there. So it's a great program having the two separate so that they can see what they have to look forward to as they're growing and as they're maturing.
I thought it was just because those high school kids didn't want to be dealing with those little guys every
right,
day.
Right, right.
No, seriously. But the United Way is a big part of how you get the job done.
It absolutely is. We've grown leaps and bounds with United Way. Our sticker program, student tutoring, knowledge retention, it would not be where it is today without United Way. They just had such a caring hand in making sure that we have what we need. The teachers, the staff, the supplies, the paper, the pencils. I mean, when you're serving that many kids every day in academic programs, it takes a lot. And so they are really helping us make sure that we're motivated as a staff and an organization, as well as our kids staying in the program. They're learning. We're seeing those statistics come out positively, and that's really, really important to us. And along with our sticker program, our backpack program wouldn't be where it is today either, because we were able to expand our backpack program in Nowata and then reach two additional schools. Yeah. And so, you know, we have United Way to thank for so many things. And I always say that we're so blessed to be an agency and just to have their partnership along with the other agencies' partnerships.
And I echo 100% of what you're doing, but I'll also put it back on you guys. You're showing the United Way with the numbers, with the results, with the testimony from the kids that, you know, you're getting the job done. These dollars are well invested.
They are very well invested. I mean, our kids that we're serving every single day of the year, they're going to be in our shoes one day. They're going to be in my shoes. They're going to be in our community leader's shoes. They could possibly be in United Way shoes. So we want those kids to learn and grow and to see what we can give them and how they can give back to the community as well. And so we feel like showing United Way what we're doing with our kids and them seeing the outcomes of what we're able to provide is going to be the future.
And, of course, you can steer your giving specifically to, in this particular case, the Boys and Girls Club in Nowata County, if that's what you want to do. And if you just simply say, let the United Way apply those dollars, they will take care of that task for you as well. We'll take a short break and change agencies when we continue on a Community Connection in just a moment.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and continuing to talk about the people, programs, and services of the United Way. And Jennifer Ennis in from Elder Care. Good morning. Nice to have you in here this morning.
Hi, Charlie. How are you?
I'm doing great. And good. It's always a good day when I get to talk about programs that help people, and you're there making sure that seniors live happy, healthy, productive lives.
That is our goal for sure. We are so blessed to be able to work with so many different people throughout the week, and we get... Yesterday, I just have to say, we had so many people come in, and everyone was just so happy. I think it's the weather. And so that's always really fun when you come to work and you love what you do. And it's definitely been a great week because we've also been doing Day of Caring. So we've had lots of new volunteers kind of come through the door and get to do various things, both on the grounds of Elder Care and even away from Elder Care. And so it's always kind of an energizing time for us where we get to see everyone come through.
Well, it's nice because even sometimes they walk in the door and maybe they've already been assigned a job, but they walk in and then they say, how can I help?
Exactly. Well, and, you know, we mentioned earlier that Tuesday it was kind of rainy. And yeah. So some of, but we had some people working in our gardens and doing some things, and it rained and it didn't stop them. I mean, we have a little cover, and so they pulled some things underneath a little awning, and they just kept working. And that just proves the dedication of our community and our United Way Day of Caring volunteers, that even a little rain and a little cold that kind of happened, it didn't stop. It never, you know, their people's generosity when Day of Caring, their enthusiasm, it's so contagious. And that, you know, is just proved every year we see someone come into Elder Care and tackle a project, and we just get so energized and excited about it.
Well, and I think sometimes when people walk in the door, they're taking a break from their normal task, so they're a little bit energized too, and then they see something good going on, and it's kind of like, what else can I do? You sure? I mean, it says 3:30, but what else can we do, you know?
Exactly. I mean, we get that question a lot. And, you know, so we had lots of people from Phillips 66 on our grounds kind of working on our gardens. Those are really great pieces in our daybreak area mm-hmm. where our participants can go outside. They can enjoy coffee or tea, depending on the weather. They can enjoy our fountains and we keep up with them. But, you know, they got to be kind of energized as well a little bit. So they get out there and they remulch and they help with furniture upkeep and plant flowers. If you have a chance, you should stop by and see all the beautiful flowers that always get planted after, you know, come mid-October when all of our projects are kind of done. They're beautiful and it really just makes the place pleasant.
I got a reason that people can stop by and take a look at them. You're giving out flu shots Saturday, right?
We are giving out flu shots. Yay! No, it is flu shot time. So if you are looking to start getting your flu shot, I know there's already been some confirmed cases in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
You can take advantage at Elder Care starting Saturday, and then every Tuesday in October, it's always 9 a.m. to noon, 1 to 4. We always encourage if you're anybody, get a flu shot. But if you have small children or you are over the age of 60, really look at getting a flu shot. It's so vital to your health. It's so important. We offer those high dose flu shots for anybody 65 or older. So we really encourage that you do that. So you can come by and see our beautiful flowers and get your flu shot all at the same time.
That's a great idea. Yeah. And of course, Medicare will cover the cost of that shot. So, you know, if you're Medicare eligible, stop by.
Absolutely. You know, and so that's one thing. Another thing I want to talk about, you know, United Way is really involved in our Daybreak program. I mean,
yes.
It is our core program that
one of the original high visibility programs.
Absolutely. And so that program is where adults come in for the day and they have a chance to just not sit at home, not sit in front of TV, not be in that same routine. It's so easy to do so, especially around the holidays, and that kind of holiday blues we'll talk about starts to set in because maybe family's not here. And so Daybreak's a way to come somewhere maybe one day a week, 5 days a week, get socialization, play games, meet new friends, do new things. And so our Day of Caring volunteers this time took on a project, and a lot of our participants got to go to the Tulsa Air and Space Museum earlier, and they were just thrilled to go out and jump on our bus and not only get to see something new, but everyone got to sit next to someone new and have a chance to talk. And who doesn't love to meet someone and find out what you have common with them? So that was a wonderful, we're so thankful for ConocoPhillips for doing that and jumping on board and going. And actually tomorrow, Daybreak's gonna load up again and head out to Gilcrease and enjoy another kind of Day of Caring project where they're gonna get to do that and have lunch and see a new exhibit out there. And it's just great to have volunteers come out and see, why do we do this? Why do we have Daybreak? And it's for this reason. It's because it's so easy when you get when you retire or a spouse passes away or you've relocated because, I don't know, there are many reasons, but you're here and maybe it's you and your spouse and you don't know people. We're here to help you not get into that routine of staying still, staying inside, because if you're not moving, you're not using your brain, you're not using your body, it will waste away. I mean, that is an absolute true statement. And so we want you to be engaged and have an opportunity.
Before I ask a United Way question, one other thing on your calendar. You have a monthly open house on Mondays.
We do. And so it would be the first Monday of every month. So October 2nd.
Yeah.
Well, this upcoming Monday is our open house. So if you don't know about Daybreak, if you haven't come and seen our facility, you want to learn more, come in, see what we do, see how the United Way has been involved with elder care for so long. We've had a partnership for so long, and we're here to make sure that every senior has everything that they need to live happy and healthy and stay at home.
Real quickly, if United Way is not there with the dollars, then that changes how you do your mission.
It does. It changes how we do everything. That support from United Way, it helps us to be able to open up more spots and do more things and serve more seniors in our community. The aging population's here. You're born, and it's going to happen.
And that aging population is going to continue to grow for the next several years.
It is. Yeah. And you have to, you know, it's nice to have a partner who understands that aging is something that we have to take serious. There are so many things that come involved from, okay, now I need a knee replacement to really, my spouse passed away and I don't know what to do. I'm alone, I'm grieving, and there's just so much of that process. Your kids grow, and it's important not to overlook it. And without the United Way, without their belief in our mission as well, and an ability to partner, then we wouldn't be able to expand and let more people in the community know you're not alone. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be lonely. We're here as a resource. And if we're not, we partner with so many other nonprofits that we'll find the resource for you. We'll call Abigail at the United Way and we'll figure out what the resource is, because that's important. And that is why the United Way is so valuable too, because it's a resource. We collaborate together as agencies to provide for every age and every person in this community. And it's empowering. And we are just thankful for that. And every volunteer who comes out and believes the same thing, that we are better together.
Well, I tell you, we have covered the whole gamut this morning, somewhere along the line between the old and the young. We've got them all covered. Abigail, I guess you represent the in-between.
Yes.
And it is the United Way, and the fun drive is going on now.
Yes, you can get involved. You can find us on our website, BartlesvilleUW.org, or Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, or just stop by our office. We'd love to chat with you.
And if you are not contacted by where you work, you still have an opportunity to give.
Yes, you can still give online through our website or by calling our office, and we can get you set up.
And that's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400 K1. Community Connection brought to you by First Baptist Church, and this is 1400 K1.
This is Sherman Jaquist, the pastor at Matoka Baptist Church. The world today is...